Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. Yeah, they were dancing and singing
and moving to the moving. And just when okay. What Bink said before we went to break about Alexa was true.
Yep.
Confirmed. Text line backed you up as well.
Text line's all over it. Okay. Some of them said they didn't know. That's your goal, man.
How did you...
When you sit at the dinner table and chat, you know, I learned something from listening to the show today.
What'd you learn?
The Alexa farts. I mean, it's little things like that go a long way, man. A long way.
That's true. And it will be what people remember.
Yeah.
We can talk all we want about stadium stuff or the draft, they're going to remember that.
No one will remember that.
How did you first find out? That's what I still want to know. You were just sitting at 2 a.m. talking to Alexa.
Well, if you want to hear what it sounds like, Google it. And it's right there. YouTube's got everything. It says, does Alexa fart? And boom, you can find it right there in Google. It'll verify it.
Kind of picture what it sounds like.
Did you listen to it, Drew? I told you to listen to it. Did you listen to it?
Yeah, hang on a second.
You were doubting me.
Drew's over there.
Drew's found something
fart.
Fun.
That was a short and gassy one.
What?
She does that. That's 100%.
She describes what it is?
That's 100%. Yeah, she'll ask you, juicy. There's 30 different ones, as the text line said.
This video is 2 minutes and 31 seconds long.
Probably Bink's video he put on YouTube. It's probably his Bink asking Alexa over and over anyway.
Honestly, I have recorded it and brought it on like when I was doing nights or something.
Probably.
Recorded it and brought it in.
We'll get back to how the rest of the AFC West did in the draft, as well as what the Royals have a chance to do these final couple games in the month of April. But earlier in the show, Drew was asking about what I thought of a certain city in Texas, and it all came from the NBA postseason. I don't know. I know people here, not everybody watches the NBA. Some people love it. Some people think it's terrible. I find it to be very entertaining in the playoffs. Anthony Edwards was ridiculous last night for the Timberwolves, so much so that Drew bought a Timberwolves jersey, which you'd say, oh, what's wrong with that? He's a Pacers fan.
He's
buying a T-Wolves jersey. Well, Anthony Edwards is great, but you're buying jerseys from what potentially could be a rival team.
It's a players league, all right, you know?
Uh-huh.
If the Pacers ever played the Timberwolves in the NBA Finals, the Pacers, I would like to win because they've never won a finals. That'd be great,
right.
But
we're going to wear a Mahomes jersey right now.
Finally.
Finally wearing the Mahomes jersey.
Okay, it's different because if I like a player in the NFL, I'm not going to wear, throw out whatever player I like. I'm not going to wear a Rashee Rice jersey because I really like Rashee Rice, but
interesting choice.
I'm a Bengals fan.
Okay.
I'm not going to wear a Justin Jefferson Vikings jersey.
In the NBA, you'll wear 10 different players even if they happen to be on another team.
It's totally different for me. Anyways.
So, the New Orleans Pelicans are about to be eliminated from the postseason. They have not played well. Zion, hurt, not available. Charles Barkley, the Inside the NBA crew on TNT, is always hilarious. But he was upset with the Pelicans' performance.
Disappointed in New Orleans. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty-ass water. We're not even going to sit in the Cancun. We're going to sit in the Galveston with that dirty-ass water, be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all located, y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
Come on, they didn't even try, man. We're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We're sitting there as to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water. Come on, man.
Oklahoma City, 106-85 in game three.
That was Chuck and Shaq, the whole crew there on Inside the NBA, clowning on Galveston, Texas, which, I'll be honest, though, everything he said is accurate. I lived in Houston for like a year and a half, 2 years. And when I moved there at first, I was excited because I'm like, man, I've never lived this close to the beach before. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. Like an hour and a half, if that, away. I'm like, man, I'm going to go like once a month in the summertime. Spoiler, I went there, guys, twice in 2 years, okay? And it has, like, a nice boardwalk and pier area. Mm. And, like, you have the ocean smell, which is, you know, that's always, that's unique, and it's great.
You hear the seagulls and stuff.
Yeah, like, and you hear that.
The ambiance of it.
But the water sucks. It is brown. They make a huge deal. Like, once a year, the current flows properly to where the water is, like, a blue or green. Mm. Other than that, it's just mud water coming through from the Mississippi. And it's just brown. It's disgusting. So everything Chuck said about Galveston, he's correct. He's 100% correct.
You get good deals down there, though.
So that was what he said. I think that was Friday night, maybe. Then he followed it up.
Even funnier.
Anyway, so we had some.
It's like where oil rigs come.
Yeah, we had some fun with that. And you know, who latched onto the conversation?
Who was that?
Beyonce's mom.
Beyonce's mom.
Yes. Chuck, we don't play about Galveston, Texas. Our water might not be blue, but it's still the beach, and we love it.
Oh.
Jay sent this to me, and Angie B yesterday. He asked us if we're going to let him talk about our city like that. All good. We got a great laugh. So you never know.
You never know who
you're going to impact.
Miss Knowles, I don't want that smoke. I don't want the beehive and Jay after Chuck. Miss Knowles, I apologize. I do not want the beehive and Jay after me.
So how do you like Galveston now?
It's beautiful.
We're not going there.
Would you go on vacation?
You got a
chance. Hell no, I ain't going on vacation.
You've got a chance to wipe the slate clean
you
here.
You got to say, I would go to Galveston.
Let me tell you something. That water's so dirty, I'd rather go to San Antonio. I'd rather go to San Antonio with them big old women. No, I'm not going to Galveston. I want to go to the beach down in the river walk and watch them big old women walk around San Antonio.
So you know what? So you know what sets him off. Okay, so you know what? We're going to try.
Would you rather go, Chuck? San Antonio. You know, that's what they invented Victoria's Secret, Jack.
Why is it secret?
Because them little women down there, they can't get in them cute little underwear. They wear bloomers down in San Antonio.
Oh, my God. Somehow.
Victoria's Secret down there.
Still somehow we are going to transition from that to this.
You like no parts of Texas.
Oh, that clip is even better.
That take he has had for 10 years now, and it is funny every single time he brings it up.
About San Antonio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whipping them churros down. Oh, yeah.
It's definitely the best pre and post game show, studio crew in sports on television, period. Not even close. It's been that way for a very long time. And this one, now Galveston got roped in, but the San Antonio thing's a clip that will never get old.
No.
But those were both from this from this weekend or whatever. But he's right about Galveston. Have you been to Galveston before?
I have.
Oh, you have? Okay.
I've been to Galveston, Corpus Christi, all that down there.
So Corpus
But you came from the beautiful mountains of Boise, though, man. I mean, it's,
yeah, it is beautiful.
Honestly,
up there.
Boise's nice.
Pacific Northwest is beautiful.
Corpus, Lake Coeur d'Alene up there.
Corpus is starting nicer? To get a little bit nicer. Obviously, down to Padre is where the water's actually, you know, blue or whatever. But Corpus, not as bad. Galveston, you're too close to Mississippi, and it's mud water. It just looks like mud.
It's still the beach,
dirt.
Though.
You know? It is.
Good,
it's not
deals,
the same.
Good deals.
Like, you can just lay out at the beach when it's a nice beach. There, you don't really want to, you know, you want to, like, just lay out.
The water comes up, you know, and
like, I went there twice, and I lived an hour away. Normally, you think, man, you're an hour from the beach. Oh, you're going all the time.
Body
you
surf.
Don't.
And
you don't.
A weekend trip.
Fish. It was a huge deal. It made news in Houston when there was one weekend. They're like, the water, we're expecting record crowds to Galveston this weekend. It's the one time of the year where the water for 2 days is going to be blue and green.
You know, I'd take it. Like, if we just drive an hour here and have a beach, I'd take it.
Sure.
Brown water, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
I'd take it.
But you don't go as often as you would have thought.
I seriously, Drew, I would take it.
I hear you. And which is crazy because the same body of water living in Pensacola, as crystal clear water as you could get. Of course, I know it's a lot further away from the Mississippi, but it's crazy. You know, same old body of water, totally different experience.
It's not
Florida's
the same.
Nice.
Like, I don't need to go back to Galveston. Don't have any desire to.
That was the gold standard.
What?
Wasn't that a show, the gold standard?
Oh, the show I was doing on, yeah.
It's a national deal, but it's
it
gold standard.
It wasn't local radio.
It was gold standard,
it just happened. Yeah, it happened to be in Houston. That's where the network was based. Network that doesn't really exist anymore. But yeah.
Gold put in the time, man. Boise, Wichita, Topeka, Houston.
It's part of the business, Bank. You're all over the place.
Gold, he did it.
All right, let's get back into the draft a little bit, though, Bank. And not the Chiefs yet, but the AFC West, because that's always the story. Every offseason, somebody wants to crown the offseason champs. It usually is the Chargers for some reason. But when you look at the draft of the Broncos, the Raiders, and the Chargers, who do you actually think made the biggest improvement in the draft? Because I can tell you it wasn't the Raiders, who drafted a tight end. They did draft a center that you like, I know, a guard. And I'm looking at their style of play, and it fits what Antonio Pierce wants to do, but it's just such an old school mindset. Like, I don't think you can go across a 17-game season with Gardner Minshew and just say, we're just going to be run heavy offense and just we're going to play like it's 1995 again.
You've got to have the quarterback. You have to have the quarterback. What did I say, Gardner Minshew? Yeah, you put him ahead of Bo Nix. Maybe at this point you do, but with Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, the Chargers actually have some legitimate, though, with Harbaugh and that connection, being a former NFL quarterback with Herbert. But Joe Alt was such a smart, smart pick for the Chargers in the first round. They're set at tackle now. They're set there for a decade. Ladd McConkey runs some insane routes. The guy's a very good route runner. I know they're missing Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. That's going to hurt him at this point. Wouldn't expect a ton from Brendan Rice this year, although he had the better measurables than Puka, and look at what happened to Puka this year. But Junior Colson, the linebacker, I just think they hit Cam Hart, Kamani Vidal, the running back. I just think the Chargers did some nice, nice things, and I think free agency they did, bringing in the Ravens running backs basically to be with the Chargers. But this is a different mindset with this team.
I don't think
they're winning, but this is definitely the second best team in the division.
Look, when Harbaugh got hired, I said, hey, he's probably going to be there for 5 years because he always wears out his welcome after like 5 years. But at some point, not in year one, they're going to be very competitive. I think there's going to be a 2 or 3 year stretch where they're actually a problem. Not this first year, though, but the draft maybe sets that table. It's just when you're drafting offensive linemen, like you're trying to go after the Chiefs. You're trying to go after the 49ers. I still don't think anybody in the draft that didn't draft, one of the first three quarterbacks, okay, a team like clearly the Bears are headed in the right direction. Other than that, I don't think anything Cincinnati or Buffalo or the Chargers or the Ravens did where I'm like, man, you know what? They did something that really is going to be a problem for the Chiefs this upcoming season.
I do think the AFC is weaker this year than it was the year before when I'm looking at the teams, because now you put Houston kind of on that as one of the better teams. You take Buffalo, you slide them down, Cincinnati, you slide them down. And, of course, you have Kansas City and Baltimore there. But then look at the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryan's, what he's doing. Then all of a sudden you say, okay, Houston's got a shot. But who else? Could the Chargers make a play in the AFC? I think the AFC is definitely watered down. And this will be the quarterback, the have and the have-nots with Chargers and Harbaugh. That's why they stand a chance, because I think the AFC is so much worse.
Where would you put them right now? It's early in the offseason. Like you go through, all right, Chiefs, Ravens, Bengals,
as a team
Texans.
That makes a run at the playoffs. They won't win the division. It'd be the Chiefs again for the ninth straight year. But I think winning the divisions or being in the playoffs is definitely because you look at the AFC, teams that don't make the playoffs find a way to get back in them. It happens every single year. But, yeah, I'd put the Chiefs up there. Miami, I'm not buying. They've had their chances. They keep taking steps. They keep getting blasted in the playoffs.
Lost a ton on defense.
Buffalo, I mean – yeah, there's still some expectations. They had the sixth highest scoring offense, fourth scoring defense last year, but they're missing a bunch off that, like their draft, except in the first round. Baltimore, for sure. Jacksonville has taken that step forward, then that giant step back from how good they were. But, yeah, I would say the Colts are a team on the rise if Anthony Richardson is good. I love the Colts draft, but I'd put the Chargers right there with them because Herbert.
Yeah, not to get too far away from the AFC West, but the Colts –
I say at third tier.
Yeah, the Colts is just tricky because Anthony Richardson, to me, there's still a lot of question marks. I mean, the guy played a handful of games. I don't think
they bulked up his receivers to help him out.
Yeah, it's smart. Add to the room with Michael Pittman already there, and you go and add another wide receiver, A.D. Mitchell. We know you got Jonathan Taylor. I'm just saying that Anthony Richardson, like, I don't feel confident saying, oh, man, Anthony, they're good to go for 5 years now, or, for the next 10 years. I think there's some questions still about Anthony Richardson. I think he's headed in the direction of where he's going to be one of those guys. But
and they brought Anthony Gold that I really liked for the Chiefs. He had him at Oregon State, 4.39 speed, can return. So you had A.D. Mitchell and Anthony Gould to the equation. Then you get a pass rusher like Latu as well. That's a pretty salty team.
Gould or Gold? I think Gold.
Gould.
I wish Gould. It was Gould.
It can be Gould.
Yep.
If you want to be Gould.
It's Robbie Gould. It's like Robbie Gould. But Robbie Gould, it was Robbie Gould, but spelled Gould. And this kid you're telling me is spelled Gould, and it is Gould?
A little bit undersized, but Anthony Gould. G-O-U-L-D, Gould, not Gold.
Oregon State.
Leavenworth, Kansas. Who's your favorite undrafted guy? Normally, this is, I always joke about this because like 11 of them get signed. Maybe one or two make the team, maybe. But there was one name that you kept bringing up to us. The Chiefs officially will announce the signings this afternoon. Again, it's undrafted players, but is there one that actually could make the team?
Curtis Jacobs is really interesting. 3-year starter at Penn State at linebacker because they didn't really go heavy on linebacker whatsoever through free agency or the draft. Special team guy, great in coverage on those units. And, of course, that's going to be a premium this year in the NFL. I like Damani Bailey and Carson Steele. Leading rusher in the MAC 2 years ago before he went to UCLA last year. I like those guys, but Amani Bailey stands out to me. They gave him that $210,000 guaranteed. He catches the ball good out of the backfield. His head coach, Sonny Dykes, had him on to talk about Jared Wiley, but I went ahead and threw in the Amani Bailey question because they didn't draft one. What are they getting?
Yeah, you know what? A really quick running back, catches the ball well. I think he'll fit. He'll fit what Kansas City wants to do. You know, he's one of those kind of scat backs that makes people miss at the line of scrimmage. He's got great lateral quickness. You know, as I said, it's very versatile. Really does a nice job route running, setting up routes. You know, he can you know, he's got great hands. He can make people miss in the open space. And so they got a good one. I mean, he really is. He's one of those guys that finds daylight. Is a patient runner, and once he finds a hole, he can accelerate quickly and hit it. So I'm excited to see how he does. Again, I think he's a really good fit, and I think that's what Kansas City does such a great job of is, you know, drafting guys that fit what they want to do.
One of the leading rushers in the Big 12, a transfer to TCU, all Big 12 team this year. Obviously, Sonny Dykes likes him. He catches the football. That's going to be interesting. That's something, I mean, not counting a ton on, but something to watch in St. Joe.
If McKinnon's not back.
And Carson Steele just watches guys. Yeah.
If McKinnon's not back with the team, it doesn't look like he will be at this point. So you have Pacheco and Clyde. Your third back, maybe more of a pass-catching back option for you, and that's what's potentially the spot for Bailey, I guess, would be, or a Carson Steele.
But Curtis Jacobs really stands a really good chance, I think.
Well, they also had a couple guys that, going back to the start of the show, the value that they got in the draft, that actually went to the undrafted guys. There's two undrafted guys, including a defensive lineman, Lovett, out of Florida State, who most people thought was going to go in the fifth round. And they got him as an undrafted guy. We mentioned they didn't draft a single defensive lineman. Well, if this is a guy that Turk Ward
Curtis was a lot like that, too, supposed to a fifth round. And
yeah. So they got a couple guys that a lot of people thought were going to be not just seventh-round picks, but fifth-round picks. You get them to bring in camp. Most of these guys are going to be camp bodies. We know that. But there will be one or two names out of this list that when we're up in St. Joe in August that people say, yeah, he's kind of standing out a little bit. What do you think? And has a chance maybe to surprise people and make a team. That's all you're hoping for.
You know what the interesting thing was? Jim Nagy, the director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, had said, about rounds 5 through 7. Worried about, you know, filling out the Senior Bowl roster. Talked about name, image, and likeness. Guys are staying in the school longer. Brett Veach talked about that as well at his pre-draft press conference. The effect on Neil and how it's really thin rounds 5 through 7 where he's usually done damage, but the depth just wasn't there in this year's draft because things are changing with Neil. Guys are staying in college longer, going and getting that cash, but it has affected the last couple rounds of the draft. That'd be the biggest concern.
I mean, it's even affecting Marvin Harrison Jr. As far as we know, he still hasn't signed his NFLPA list.
Yeah, he can't sell his jersey now.
No jerseys, and then Madden is going to have him as wide receiver 18 or whatever number.
Yeah, that sucks. Gets.
I mean, it's up to him to sign it. He didn't have to.
No,
but
most players do. I mean, Bill Belichick never signed some agreements, so he was never in the Madden video game. But players normally sign the agreement because you also get the jersey sale. Like, if you're a Cardinals fan, you probably want to buy a Marvin Harrison Jr. jersey.
Yeah.
And something Xavier Worthy liked about Reed. He goes, I see you. I play you in the video game. You look just like you did in the video game. Worthy told him that at the combine. because of Madden.
Yeah.
And seeing Coach Reed.
That's right.
I still think fake Andy at our event Thursday was phenomenal.
The mannerisms.
He's got the limp yeah. slash waddle
chewing
down.
Chewing the gum.
All of it. Like perfection. There's a couple of fake Andy Reeds out there. Whichever one he was, almost Andy Reid, I think. Perfect.
There was one, I think, at the Combine or whatever, just sitting there in the back, had the
someone
headset on.
Someone on Radio Row. Drew remembers.
Radio Row was this same guy. Was it
this same Andy
Reid? I believe it was. The one that he was very, very good. We did that a video
really
on social
good
with
this
him.
Week. Showed up at Center Block and we did the Il Padrone release, too.
Oh, yeah.
Made the walkthrough.
He was there as well?
Yep. Mm. Made his way through.
Someone said they wish the Chiefs signed Mizzou's Cody Schrader. He went undrafted, right? He ended up signing with the 49ers.
Yep.
Which, Kyle Shanahan didn't miss a lot on running backs.
Cody Schrader can be what you're saying, like Christian McCaffrey run the same stuff.
I don't
stuff.
Think that. I mean, just
no,
think
not
that,
that he's a Christian. I mean, he could run the same type of plays maybe if he gets hurt. Is that what
I'm just
thinking?
Saying when the 49ers, that's one thing they do evaluate extremely well as running backs.
Did they draft a running back, or was it just signing Cody?
I'm trying to
find
undrafted was Cody, and did they draft a running back? I can't remember if they did or not. No, I don't think they did.
Yeah, they drafted Grindo from Louisville in the fourth
round. Oh, that's right, Isaac Grindo. Yeah,
he's going to be really good.
129. Yeah, I love Grindo. He runs a 4.33 too at 220 pounds. So
he's like 6'2", isn't he? He's a big dude.
Yeah, Grindo's a big dude. We actually did mock him to the Chiefs.
His name came up on our show last week.
Isaac Grindo. And then Schrader's there is undrafted.
Again, Brett Veach expected to address the media around 2:45. That was the second time that they have rescheduled, I think, today. So we'll see if, in fact, that actually happens. The drive, of course, gets going at 2 o'clock. And tomorrow on our show, we'll play you anything that is relevant from what Brett Veach has to say about a draft class. And, of course, just overall what he made of some of the undrafted guys as well. But coming up next, guys, we'll get to what's trending. We'll also take a look at some of those middle-round picks for the Kansas City Chiefs, where that value really was and whether or not they found a future replacement on that offensive line.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on what's trending, some Chiefs news happening during the break. This from Ian Rappaport. I'll just read the tweet verbatim. No more champagne problems. The Chiefs and All-Pro and Pro Bowl tight end Travis Kelce have agreed to terms on a new two-year contract extension to make him the NFL's highest-paid tight end. The deal done by his longtime agent, Mike Simon. If you're wondering before, Travis Kelce was on a four-year, $57.2 million contract that had $22 million guaranteed. That deal was scheduled to be up at the end of the 2025 season when he was 36, so therefore a free agent at age 37. He now will have a deal that'll extend out two more years, so puts him in Kansas City through his age 38 season. More importantly than the years, it's about finding a way to make him the highest paid tight end in football once
again.
And
he's always been so patient with as far as paying other players and been patient waiting for his turn, but obviously the money that he brings in, it's like rewarding him.
We'll talk more about this after what's trending.
The Royals in Toronto, one win away for the most in April in club history, so you got two chances. All you need is one. Jonathan Bolin, 6'6", 240, called up. Couple games at the Royals. He's made one start before Will Klein sent down.
Yeah, Bolin was probably the
used to be Team USA until he got hurt.
I would say was the suggested player by a lot of people on Friday. Once you knew that somebody was going to have to make a start for Alec Marsh, you would love for it to have been Daniel Lynch, but the guy just really struggled. It's been a brutal start to the season for Daniel Lynch down in AAA. Next up on What's Trending, Ezekiel Elliott signed with the Cowboys, a one-year deal, max value $3 million. He's 28 years old, but I still think for a running back, you look at his production, he hasn't had a 1,000-yard season since 2021. I feel like he's washed, Bink, but the Cowboys are going back to Zeke. They'll have him with Rico Dowdle and Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah, terrible yards per carry last year when he went to the Patriots. I thought they were done with him once he left the Cowboys. I thought that was it. To see a reunion like this, I kept waiting for Dallas to draft that running back, and it just wasn't meant to be as they bring back Zeke, which is hilarious for the Dallas Cowboys. I wouldn't expect a ton from that. Also, the NBA marches on tonight. See, you got the Heat and Celtics with 2-1 advantage for the Celtics in that game. That made pretty good.
Well, and
I've been watching the NHL playoffs like crazy.
Yeah, no, but you're right. We got Celtics, Heat tonight. Boston up 2-1 in that series. The Thunder trying to wrap up their series against the Pelicans. They're up 3-0. And the Lakers trying to keep their season alive. They did get one to avoid the sweep. LeBron in Denver against the Nuggets. Denver leads 3-1. That's a late game. 9 o'clock tonight. And that's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Jay Binkley in for Cody, who will be back tomorrow. But let's get back to number one on what's trending, because that was news that came out of nowhere a little bit. That's the contract extension for Travis Kelce.
It might explain the the move to press conference.
Yeah, no, honestly, that's a fair point. Yeah, and Travis Kelce, two-year deal extension will make him the highest paid tight end. We'll get some of the specifics at some point. Those will leak out. Mahomes already quote tweeting the report saying, "I told y'all I'll never let him leave. Congrats, my guy, at T Kelce." That's from Patrick Mahomes in reference to the tweet from Rappaport about the extension. For me, it's just what's the guaranteed money later on for it, right? Because right now he was going to have a $15.4 million cap hit this year, Kelce would, and next year $19.8 million. So is this a way they can make him the highest paid tight end, but also does it alleviate, like, what's next year's cap hit? Does next year's cap hit change? It extends it out two more years, so he'll be 38 at the end of this extension. So you don't have any question about ending his career anywhere else. I don't think anybody thought he would ever end his career somewhere else, but this ends that is over now. He's going to play his last game, whatever that is, in a Chiefs uniform. Like, it's almost a guarantee now, Bink. The contract's going to run until he's through his 38-year-old season.
Here's where the higher paid tight ends go in the last year. Darren Waller was at $17 million a year.
Retired, looks like,
yeah, it was the last year going in. T.J. Hockenson was $16.5 million. George Kittle, $15 million. Travis Kelce there at $14.3 million.
Okay, so basically it's probably going to be like $17 million, you think, is the average?
Yeah, they mean tight end salaries. He's always been battling because he puts up wide receiver numbers. Mm. Like, he completely does, and you got to think he's one of four guys in the history of the game to have eight straight years. I know he didn't have the 1,000-yard streak he would have had he played in that final game, but eight straight years of at least 80 catches, Jerry Rice, Torrey Holt, Marvin Harrison, the other ones, then Travis Kelce. He puts up these wide receiver numbers, and he's always been kind of battling that, you know, the wide receiver numbers, but getting paid like tight ends.
Oh, I mean, nobody's questioning the dollar
amount.
He totally deserves every penny that he's going to get or now is going to get. with the Chiefs, and this is one of those, like, this is a guy that's a mainstay of your franchise, one of the faces of the franchise, and why you've been so successful.
He truly is your number one.
Mahomes is, you know, right-hand man. Make sure you keep this guy happy. And now, I think it just ensures that he's going to finish his career, even if there was no doubt for some people. It ensures that he's finishing his career in a Chiefs uniform. Whether he plays now it will be 4 more years, I don't know about that, but
he won't play the 4 years.
I don't think so either. But it ensures that he's not going anywhere as long as he's playing, and you take care of your guy. Give him a little bump in pay. Be curious to see the specifics on it. But
in the product, you always worry about production too. Like, is the production still there? He did. Listen, it was over 90 catches. It still was. Mm-hmm. He still had the highest average per game. Didn't have the total yards. He was barely, like 36 behind Kittle, but he had the most per game from the tight end in the NFL.
This from James Palmer on Twitter. He said, there's no denying Travis Kelce has lost his step, but the Chiefs and Kelce have been open about it. He battled through a few nagging, painful injuries for most of the season, and what KC saw during the postseason is a more realistic version of where they think Kelce is physically. And we saw in the postseason he looked like a Hall of Fame tight end. So can he be healthy going into season? He got off to a slower start. So did the entire offense, but he had the bone bruise right before that Detroit Lions game.
Look at George Kittle. He ended up playing 16 games. He ended up, 36 yards ahead of Kelce. Kittle had 1,020, Kelce 984 for the top two tight ends in the NFL. Remember, Kelce missed game one, and then, of course, he didn't play in the last one. Ended up with 93 catches on the year, which is third behind Ingram and Hockenson, then Kelce. But still, when you have 93 and you still have the most yards per game, he averaged 65.6, which is the most of any tight end in the NFL, you're still productive.
Yeah, and to me, this is doing Travis Kelce a solid thing, too, at this point. There were multiple years where he was restructuring his contract to try to help the team. You know, help the team, make sure they can take care of Chris Jones or, you know, pick whoever over the last.
Because he could have sat out and said, no, pay me the most, because he had a reason to be it. I mean, when you're considered the best tight end of football, say, hey, wait, pay me the most. I deserve it because I'm the best at what I'm doing. Don't be paying Darren Waller that money when I'm sitting here putting up, you know, 7 straight years of 1,000 yards.
Yeah, he's done them a solid and taking care of his contract to where, you know, he's making good money, but he could have made a lot more. And so here on the back end of his career, whether it's a year left, whether it's 2 more years left, whatever it may be, I know it's a 2-year extension, but it doesn't mean he's playing for. But now you make sure he's going to go out as one of the highest paid, and now the highest paid tight end in football, and I think that's important.
Taylor should buy him a team or something for this, or double his salary. Like, I'll just double it.
You see the video over the weekend? So Mahomes was in Vegas, so was Kelce and a couple of his teammates. He had the 15 of Mahomes gala or whatever. And I think normally, I don't know if it's the same event that they've been doing in Hawaii recently, the golf tournament. And this, anyway, they had a golf tournament or something in Vegas over the weekend. And they went through the auction. They raised a ton of money for charity. And there was one item that wasn't on like the list of auction items. And Travis went up on the stage. There's video of it out on social media. And he's like, I got one more thing. He's like, my significant other. And of course, everybody starts cheering. And they offered like 4 tickets to one of her Eras concert or Eras tour shows. And it went for, I think, over, was it 30?
It was like 60. It was like 61,000.
Was it 60? I saw the bid for 30. Did it end up going for 61,000?
Well, the good news was nobody really bothered. They let her just sit there. They didn't like swarm her and everything. She was there watching.
Wow, you were in a room with a lot of wealthy individuals. Well,
there was a lot of wealthy.
Used to being around.
But she, yes, you're right. There was a lot of people there with some cash.
Yeah. I mean, if you're bidding 60 grand on
an experience.
A little
bit different of an audience.
Yeah. Nate Taylor tweeting out, he can confirm. Yeah, I didn't know if he had any new details. Looks like it's the same. Can confirm Kelce Chiefs agreed to terms on a 2-year contract extension, make him the highest paid tight end per a source.
So there's part of each his press conference with the draft picks will be Kelce.
Right, now people ask about Kelce. See, currently 457. Let's see. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm just reading some more of the dollar amounts.
Oh, by the way, the jersey numbers are out.
Oh, for the rookies.
Wiley will wear 12. Kingsley will wear 76. Xavier Worthy, like you said, will wear 1 like he did. We wore 8-1 at Texas. Hicks, 21. Norzad, 60. Kamal Haddon, 17. And C.J. Hansen, 61.
Tight end wearing 12 is interesting.
Yeah, I dig it.
I'm glad Worthy's wearing 1. I like that for a wide receiver. Yeah.
Does this mean no McKinnon, no McColl automatically? Or are we?
I already thought they both were not back anyway. Well, the jersey number stuff doesn't. I've never bought in like, oh, the jersey's given away. It means they just have no chance. Like, as if Jerick McKinnon would not come back wearing a different number. You know what I mean? Like,
they'd probably give it to him, though. Probably give it back to him.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't know if Worthy's given back the number. If he already got it.
It's his number now. It's his number. Not giving the number back.
Guys do. You do have to pay.
Once the jersey starts getting printed, those worthy jerseys are on Fanatics right now.
Pay some of that money back.
Hang on. What would have been? Hang on. What would have been Jerry McKinnon's asking price if he wasn't giving up the number?
He played on league minimum, so it probably wouldn't be a ton.
And it's not like it's not like Xavier can pay him right away.
No, not yet.
Swift $2 million, maybe? I don't know.
Well, I like Worthy wearing one. That's fine. It's a nice wide receiver. Wiley in 12 is cool, too. Tied in this.
I liked it. I like it, yeah. What was Darren Waller's number when he was with the Giants? I know when he was with the Raiders, it was a little bit different, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't. He wore 12 for a while, I think. He wore 12, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Darren Waller wore that number. He wore several numbers, I believe. Pro Football Focus or Reference has him at 12, 84, 83, and he wore 12 with the Giants. So he's worn 12 twice. Well, you talk about flash in the pan, man. Not living up to expectations?
Yeah.
Darren Waller.
I wonder, I mean, I know that we're going to get into this conversation, the whole 18-game potential thing, because that popped up again.
Yeah, we'll get to that tomorrow. There's a lot from the weekend.
I wonder how much that would affect Travis, just in terms, not necessarily game.
Well, look, I think
he'll
his
play,
job,
but overall production spanned out over the course of that time.
Well, the core of the Chiefs, you think about it, you know, they've been playing to the AFC title game or the Super Bowl every year since Mahomes has been a starter. That is playing almost, it's playing a full season longer than anybody else in the NFL because of the amount of games they play. When you go that deep every season, I mean, eventually these guys have played an extra year of football.
I agree. I think the job for Kelce potentially gets easier this year if Worthy and Hollywood Brown and Rice, that wide receiver core is better. His job should be a lot easier than it was a season ago, which hopefully helps with the question. And look, he started the season hurt like that. He set him, you know, that set him back a little bit early on. He was also coming off a season in which he acknowledged he was the most beat up he had been. This was a year ago. And then you start the season hurt. Naturally, they get the bye week right before the playoffs, and Travis Kelce looked like Hall of Fame Travis Kelce again. I don't think that's just a coincidence.
Got better through the stretch.
All right, let's talk a little Royals baseball, though, for a little before we hand things off to the drive. And the Royals are in action again tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. As you said, Jonathan Bolin gets the nod for Alec Marsh, who's on the IL. They're a win away. If they can get a win before this month is over, they will have the most wins in club history for the month of April. That's significant. Take away any frustration you have about losing 2 of 3 to Detroit. This team is 17-12, and the month is about to be over. After all the dreadful, pitiful Aprils we've all had in this town for the Royals, that is still something you have to keep in the back of your mind, despite any frustration. What's fun is because they're off to a better start than we thought, people are already starting to live and die a little bit more by each and every game, which is not something we've had in this town for a while, especially for April games. But because of that, you know, everything's a little more magnified. But you got to step back and recognize, I think, that if I would have told you before the season started, this team would be 17-12 on April 29th, we all would have signed up in a heartbeat. They guaranteed a winning month of April, and they still have a chance, they can win tonight or tomorrow, that they'll have the winningest month of April in club history. That's huge.
And to just be sitting 2.5 back from the division lead at this point, you would have taken that anytime. I know the White Sox early on, you beat them a lot. The White Sox did just come off a sweep of the Rays. Rays kind of struggling this year, 13-16, but they were 500 when the White Sox played them. Not saying the White Sox are great. They're still the worst team in Major League Baseball, 100%. But the fact is, they're giving you meaningful baseball. This is what you want. I know the Detroit didn't work out. It should have. A couple of those games are very frustrating. The Royals played against the Detroit Tigers, but the bottom line is they stood a chance. But Detroit was having this, you know, big Detroit weekend. It was the draft that was there, you know, momentum type thing for them. And I hope the Royals actually went to the draft on Friday.
Dude, they didn't leave.
No, on Friday they could have because they played in the afternoon. They could have gone to the draft that night.
Yeah, but I think they were exhausted. They got into Detroit late, you know, fairly late Thursday
night
after playing
when
a
he
game.
Comes on sometime. Ask him if they went.
And then Friday.
Vinny's your inside.
I didn't see any
Vinny's your insider.
I didn't see any photos or videos from the draft. All I know is he got sent, but he had a care package from the Jets.
Well, they got one of my favorite players, Quantez, the corner in the sixth round.
There
so.
You go. Well, sixth round, okay.
Well, yeah.
Who the hell is, sixth round, Quantez. Quantez, who?
Quantez Stiggers went to the Jets, and I wanted him. But, Vinny gets the guy that didn't play college football. Played fan-controlled league, was the rookie of the year defensive.
So you're good with that, but you're not good with signing the rugby player, Lewis Rees-Zammit. You were critical of that signing.
He was defensive rookie. He played football. He just wasn't at college. He did play football.
Okay.
He was defensive rookie of the year in the Canadian Football League and he played the East-West Shrine Game and was drafted.
Okay.
But he actually played football.
Mm-hmm. So anti-LRZ.
No, I'm
LRZ.
Just saying.
LRZ.
I'm fine with it, man. I'm just saying he actually played football.
I always purposely bring LRZ up.
You already get a nickname.
Well, it's just instead of saying Lewis Rees-Zammit, it's LRZ, LRZ.
It's like Kingsley. Just call him Kingsley. Suomataia.
Yeah, I got it. Bink doesn't want to talk Royals. You guys can tell. I don't think Bink wants to talk Royals.
No, I do.
I brought up the Royals, and we somehow ended right back in the draft.
Yeah.
2 seconds in.
A matter of,
2 minutes in.
No, I'll be in for Vern later this month. I'll be in for Vern a couple days later this month. But no, been glued to the Royals every night. I'm enjoying this ride, man. It's giving me something every single night. I'm enjoying this ride that the Royals are on. I can't wait to see Bolin. Bolin was one of the top prospects for a while. I was on Team USA at the Tommy John. So let's see him play.
I got you. Well, we can get back to the draft. We can get back to the draft if you want. Other than the two guys we've talked a ton about, Kingsley and Xavier Worthy, the middle rounds there where the Chiefs really got a ton of value. Jared Wiley, why we're talking about tight ends, because Travis Kelce gets an extension. I know you weren't suggesting this, but like they didn't draft the next starting tight end, in my opinion, for the Kansas City Chiefs. That was before the extension anyway. The question is whether or not can he be the guy that I think a year from now, if you don't want to re-sign Noah Gray when his deal is up, do you have a guy that's not making much money that can be your number two tight end and fill the same role of Noah Gray? I think that to me is like my hope. If you're asking for outlook of guys they drafted, Jared Wiley, the fourth round pick out of TCU. I hope he progresses enough to where a year from now, they don't have to pay Noah Gray. Cause I don't want to be paying a backup tight end free agent money. Like for, it's not gonna be a ton of money, but I
have the highest paid tight end and deal with Noah Gray.
Yeah. Just, have a guy on a rookie deal, fourth-round deal that backs
like
up Travis.
Remember, Blake Bell used to make the occasional catch, right? They would leave him on guard. He'd make the occasional catch. Wiley's got tremendous hands. He's a good blocker as well. So just replace that. Give me that 8 to 10 catches. You know, be that third tight end. Do some blocking and make those surprising catches because he's got those great hands. And guarantee he's probably already going to be heading to Camp Pat here soon.
Well, I mean, if I'm any young player that gets drafted on offense, I'd be doing everything.
I think
possible.
Brock Bowers was even there. Remember that? He was in that picture in the background at the Camp Pat.
Really?
Last couple weeks ago, yeah.
Brock Bowers?
Brock Bowers was in the background.
Oh, so he was training with just at the facility?
Pat was throwing to him, I think.
Huh. Okay, no, I did not. I did not see that. Who's the pick out of the mid rounds though that you like the most? Is it Jared Wiley or is it, like for me, Jaden Hicks, someone that at a position safety that they probably weren't intending to draft, and then he almost falls in their lap, and they're like, wow, this guy is one of the better safeties in the entire draft, and we're getting him in the fourth round. We maybe don't have a need there right now. We like Cook. We've got Reed for one more year, but, man, we can't pass up a player that we thought was going to be gone in round three.
Well, they end up losing their third rounder. I love the fourth round with Wiley and Hicks. It's your combination of pass catcher plus defense. Jaden Hicks, this guy, Dane Brugler, does an awesome job with the draft and his draft guide. He comes up with the beast, had him number 39 overall, like on the big board. That was his 39th best prospect, his number one safety. Chiefs got tremendous value, I think, in the fourth round. I think the fourth round will be the one we look back on and think, man, Veach has totally destroyed this day three, and did, I mean, in a good way, getting Hicks and Wiley and Hicks in the fourth round. Pick 131 and 133, you have those couple guys there. You just hope that one's not taken in between, but so close together, 131 and 133, I thought it was a home run.
Biggest surprise for you guys with the Chiefs draft, was it just not drafting defensive lineman?
I really thought they'd take a late round stab at a running back, but
I thought wide receiver, them only taking one with Xavier Worthy opened up the possibility for not only, because I think, as you said earlier, Gold, Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney are going to be there in camp. It's just whether or not they made the team. I feel like this, in a way, it shapes the way that the wide receiver room looks like for the season. Like, they're both going to be there. Of course, you have better options than them now, complete. So you wouldn't expect them to get more playing time, but I think they're going to be on the roster. And if somebody goes down, they'll ask Tony to step in. They'll ask Sky Moore to step in. They'll have 8 to 12 snaps a game, you know. I think they'll be on the roster just because of that. I was a little bit surprised. I thought they would have taken
some
another
games.
One.
Are going to be heavy 12 and 13 personnel. They always are anyway. But you know, if Rice had to miss some games, that's 100% what they're going to do.
That too. I thought that they would take a wide receiver where they took Wiley. I guess like they took Wiley instead of a wide receiver, and I was a bit surprised that they did that.
I think the running game would be nice for the Chiefs too, because one thing that Brown does, you know, with that 4.27 speed. And with the 4.21 of Worthy, they separate the field and drag guys down the field. You'll see more open down the field passing from the Chiefs this year. That opens things up for Travis Kelce 100%. It's what they do with the running game as well. You don't have guys creeping up. The NFL went more quarterbacks are throwing behind the line of scrimmage than we've ever seen the NFL get the defense back. Being a running back for this team right now would be a dream.
Well, I think the running back is an interesting position depending on your outlook for Pacheco, because I still think this is one more year upcoming that you're going to get Isaiah Pacheco that you expect. Like, you're going to get, to me, still the best Isaiah Pacheco this year. Heading into next season, I'll be more concerned about the wear and tear and an issue for the running back. I think this particular season, you're still going to get Isaiah Pacheco that you expect.
He just runs so hard. So, you know, I mean, the injury.
Oh, he takes a ton of wear. That's why I think this is it. This is the last year where I will go into a season feeling like, okay, I'm getting 15-plus games out of my running back. It's probably not something, based on value of that position, that I needed to address as much this year, which is why they brought in a couple undrafted guys and go for that. Maybe next year we're sitting in March and April and we're talking about, hey, you know, one of their first three picks, maybe they need to do that. Not a first round pick, but maybe we're talking about they need to spend one in the second or third round a year from now. I typically would say no. You could just continue to go the late round or undrafted round. I mean, Isaiah Pacheco was, what, a seventh round pick?
Seventh round, Denick Prince, you know, hey, if we're going to sit here and say, hey, let's watch the backup running back, third string running back battle in St. Joe, this is something to do.
All right, Bing, appreciate you filling
Thank
in,
you.
Man.
Thank
you. You going to say hello? You going home to your girlfriend or what's up?
I got
up?
A podcast.
Oh. Going to have dinner tonight? You guys going anywhere?
I'm talking draft.
At dinner with her?
No.
Wow.
Talking draft.
No dinner?
No, I doubt it.
Thanks for filling in for
Thank
Cody.
You.
He's back tomorrow. We'll be back at it. We'll, of course, see what Brett Veach has to say a little bit later on today, and you'll play some of the best of that on our show tomorrow. We'll talk more about Travis Kelce's extension. I'm guessing we'll have more details on if there's any, you know, void years or whatever with the extension coming up by the time we're on the air. So we'll talk to you guys tomorrow, 10 a.m. right here on 610 Sports Radio.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.